You are about to listen to The Light of Emunah, a Parsha podcast based on the teachings of the Or HaEmunah weekly publication by Harav Menachem Azolai. This podcast is being produced Lezecher Nishmas Rachel Bas Yosef Zev. Translation and narration by Dov Elias. For more information, please visit the Light of Emunah website at www.tloe.us.
Welcome to the Light of Emunah podcast, Parshas Ki Tzetzeh. This adaptation is dedicated in honor of my dear wife, Devorah, and our dear daughter, Chaviva, and for Refuah Shleima for Ratza Bas Rachel and Henya Bas Fredel. The Parsha opens, Ki Tzetzeh LaMelchama Alevecha, when you will go out to war against your enemies, V'nosnu Hashem Elokecha B'yadecha, and Hashem your God will deliver him into your hand. Rabbi Nosson explains in Likutei Halachos, in Birchas Hamazon, Dalid Yud Beis, it is impossible to win this war without substantial stubbornness. That is Hashem's main pride in the Jewish people. Hashem is so proud of the fierce obstinacy of a Jew who repeatedly stumbles but strengthens himself and persists, never allowing himself to completely fall, no matter what. L'natzeach es ha-milchoma shel ha-chaim, to win the war of life. We were created in this world to give Hashem delight, to cling to Hashem. This cannot be achieved if we remain mired in our illicit desires and negative character traits. When you will go out to war against your enemies refers to the war against the Yetzirah, which is the longest and most difficult war, a 120-year-long war. The substitute for the false and illusory delights of this world is to live a life of giving and chesed, a life of loving others. Love versus illicit desire, giving versus taking, loving others versus self-love. There is so much delight in giving, so much joy. The delight we earn when we give is many times the pleasure experienced when receiving. When a person thinks first of others, he is so close to Hashem. As Rebbetzin Kanievsky, Allah HaShalom, walked out of her home to attend the funeral of her mother, Rebbetzin Eliashiv, Allah HaShalom, she noticed a bird's nest on the roof. She turned to her grandson and asked him to hurry to a particular yeshiva and call for a certain young man. The young man had asked her, several years earlier, for a blessing for children. Tell him that there is a bird's nest here, and the Medrash says that the mitzvah of sending away the mother bird is a skula for having children. I'm about to leave for the funeral, but I have a few minutes until my husband, the Rav, comes downstairs and we have to leave. Tell him to come quickly and perform the mitzvah. The young man was flabbergasted. How could the Rebbetzin think about a stranger whom she had met only once, briefly, several years early, in her time of difficulty? He rushed to her home, but to their dismay, the mother bird was no longer in the nest. It pays to wait a bit, the Rebbetzin encouraged. Maybe the bird will return before the Rav comes down. At the last moment, the mother bird returned and he performed the mitzvah. 9 months later, his wife gave birth. Clearly, it was not only the mitzvah that helped. The self-sacrifice of the Rebbetzin for a Jewish stranger stirred something in heaven that joined forces with the mitzvah. We constantly think about what is good for us, what is suitable for us, but we have difficulties with others. We cannot tolerate many people. We cross the street when we see them coming. However, the Torah does not want this. Even if we cannot seem to manage to love some people, we are commanded to. The Arizal taught that before davening, we should say, I hereby accept upon myself the positive commandment of loving my fellow as myself. For now, even if we merely say and do not feel it, it is still a great thing because it will slowly penetrate. Eventually, we will feel. The Pasuk in Parashas Kedoshim, Vayikra Yotes Yotches, V'yahat L'recha Kamoicha, love your fellow as yourself, means feeling the pain of others, not only thinking about our own suffering. When we experience another's pain, our own pain feels different. We must help everyone and love everyone. This is such a simple, basic, and imperative matter that it requires no explanation. There is nothing that brings us closer to Hashem than loving each other. It is not only loving others that is demanded of us. We must provide good to others, do for them. The compassion and assistance that one Jew provides to another lives on forever. We must take this to the extreme, to be filled with a fierce love for every Jew, to daven for and pursue peace, to love everyone with all of our resources, to distance ourselves from all quarrels and arguments, to literally feel that every Jew is our brother, that all are children of Hashem and He loves everyone. He wants all to draw near and He increases love, forgiveness, and patience for every Jew. The response to the lies and the fantasies that the Yetzirah tries to sell us is a life of giving and chesed, together with all of the good and beauty in life. He shall be free for his home for 1 year, and he shall gladden his wife whom he has married. That's the pasuk in this week's parsha. Naki naki yil abeisoy shana achas v'sameach es ishtei asher lakach. It's perek chavdalad pasuk hey. Notice how concerned the Torah is with the happiness of one's wife. It exempts a new groom from all of his communal obligations. His entire purpose is to gladden his wife. A happy wife is the source of blessing for the home. The Gemara in Bava Metzia tells us a man must always be careful to honor his wife, for blessing is only found in his home on account of his wife. We must also do so for neighbors and friends. We must seek only to add joy, only to give. We must resolve to go through life without hurting anyone, without causing anyone any pain. Even those who hurt us, we will not cause them pain. To the contrary, we will forgive and pardon them. Honor for one's wife must be a constant. The Gaon, Rav Elio Dessler, Mashkiach of Yeshiva of Panovich, author of Michtav Eliyahu, always made Kiddush on a cup that held the minimum volume required by Halacha, as required by Rav Chaim Noah. The week after his wife passed away, he began to use a cup that held a larger volume, in accordance with the opinion of the Chazon Ish. He was asked why, if he held the Chazon Ish's measure, he had not used a larger cup until now. And if he did not hold the Chazon Ish's measure, why did he change? His answer must be etched in our hearts. The smaller cup belonged to my father-in-law. To honor my wife, I used it. However, after she died, and I no longer have that reason, I thought it proper to be stringent per the Chazon Ish. Since a person is obligated to protect his wife's honor, it is better to rely on the smaller volume, the smaller halachic volume, and be strict with a larger measure of honor for a wife. The pasuk in this week's parasha says, "Motzei sefasecha tishmar, perek chav gimel pasuk chav dalet. Guard what emerges from your lips. It is forbidden to talk ill of others, even if it is the truth. If it damages someone's honor, it is prohibited. We must learn from those role models who nurtured Yiddishkeit throughout the generations, Jews who were pure-minded and so careful never to say a negative word about another person and refrain from listening to anything unsavory about anyone. In place of words of rechilus, we must give other Jews the benefit of the doubt, think good thoughts about them, bolster our love for others, and draw hearts close. If we honestly assess ourselves, we know that we have enough to correct and work on in our own lives. How can we be busy with others? How can we waste the limited precious time that we are given for correcting ourselves? We must flee from ridicule as if from fire. When we mock, it does not merely indicate that we feel superior. It shows that all we have to do in life is to make others into laughing stocks. In Avram Avinu's generation, the mockers of the generation said that Sarah conceived from Avimelech. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu respond? He made Yitzchak's appearance identical to Avram's, and everyone conceded that Avram begat Yitzchak. See Rashi, Bereishis Chof Hei Yud Tes. This is difficult to understand. Avram was called Ha'ivri because he battled all of the idolaters of his generation and was victorious. It was written Avram was one. Echor Ha'yu Avram, written in Yecheskel, Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Chof Dalet. He served Hashem as if he was alone in the world. When he encountered the mockers, he was weakened. Suddenly, he required special assistance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change nature and make Yitzchak identical to him to silence the teasers. Was Avram sensitive, so sensitive all of a sudden? Rather, this was necessary to teach us the diabolical power of mockery, the destruction and poison that it sows. The world is supported by forgiveness and pardon. A person who forgives his friend supports the world. To pardon someone who has hurt us, caused us pain, made us suffer, is almost impossible. It is so hard that the Torah commands us in Vayikra Yotes Yudches, you shall not take revenge and you shall not bear a grudge. Lo sikam v'lo sitar. Revenge is doing to you exactly as you did to me. Just as you hurt me, I will now hurt you. Just as you withheld a favor from me, you could have helped me but did not want to, I will also not do you a favor. Bearing a grudge means doing a favor for someone who had refused us a favor, but we do not forget. We continue to bear a grudge. We do it, but we remember the affront. We must pardon, forgive, erase from the heart. Just as Hashem is compassionate, we too must have compassion. Just as He is merciful, we too must show mercy. True, it is hard, but if HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of every one of us to forgive and pardon, it is a sign that we are capable of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not act oppressively towards His creations, requiring what is beyond their abilities. The creator of the world, in his unlimited mercy, constantly creates new opportunities for us to have mercy, to forgo, to forgive, and to feel the pain of another. A Jew must proceed with unlimited and fierce love for every Jew. The Vision to Rebbe Zatzal was famous for his love of every Jew, religious or not. When he was asked if there was a reason to love a Jew who shirked religion, he responded that he would rather have to answer in the world to come for having loved unconditionally rather than have to answer for having groundlessly hated. Forbearance is a powerful weapon beyond measure, creating an aura of pleasantness and happiness wherever it is deployed. It protects peace in the home, resolves feuds between neighbors, and connects us immediately to Hashem. Just as two quarreling children who come to their father with complaints about each other, the father takes neither side. All the father wants is peace and for them to stop fighting. So it is with our Father in heaven. He wants us to forgo at home, in shul, with our neighbors. This perspective can spare us from countless unnecessary and insignificant arguments that cause so much baseless hatred. We must forgo our honor a little to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu delight, to prevent causing Hashem pain. We have a natural inclination to focus on the shortcomings of others. However, when we love someone, we do not notice his or her flaws. We are obligated to love everyone and thereby see only the positive elements. Love is our biggest obligation. We must offer kind words, words that gladden hearts. Parents must offer warm and loving words to their children. If other children hurt them, embarrass them, and they come home to support and love, it literally heals them. The same is true between spouses, neighbors, and friends. We do not have the right not to love others. We must invest all of our efforts in this. We love Hashem so much that we think that our entire tshuva is exclusively between Hashem and us. However, if we begin to clear some space for others, love them, offer them kind sentiments, or at least think good thoughts about them, we suddenly feel that we love Hashem even more so when we do chesed. The worst is jealousy. When we perform mitzvahs for Hashem's glory, we are happy for another's success. We are not envious, because our entire goal is to give delight to the Creator. What difference does it make if it is through us or through someone else? The objective is that Hashem is delighted. If we are jealous of others, if we suffer when others succeed, it is as if we wish to withhold pleasure from Hashem, and it indicates that our intention in doing mitzvahs is our own honor, not Hashem's. We must be happy about the success of others, because it is Hashem's joy. Anyone's success benefits the world. Rabbi Nachman taught that whoever rises in levels lifts the entire world up. Nothing connects us to Hashem and our own completion more than loving others. When souls connect, we immediately experience Hashem. We must elevate others, be impressed by them, offer words of encouragement. People wait for a smile, a kind word. It can transform them. Someone who walks around with a smile revives people. And when we smile, HaKadosh Baruch Hu smiles back. Ahavas Yisrael is above all else. Our unity is our secret. When 10 Jews gather, they bring the Shekhinah down. It is beyond description. As different as we are from each other, there is a thin and veiled thread that connects us all. Unconditional love will bring the redemption. We do not have the right to withdraw into our own shell. We must remember that each Jew is an entire world. A Jewish soul hewn from the throne of glory that descended into this world for purposes of its complete correction. And whenever we are able, we must extend a hand and help him. That concludes the Torah portion of Rav Azulai's Light of Emunah, and now, as we do every week, we conclude with the tefillah that Rav Azulai shares with us from his heart, his cry to Hashem. It is a very personal and intimate part of him, and it reads, Tati, do not allow all of the quote-unquote loves of this world to chill my love for you. I cannot live without feeling you in my heart. I am a bit worried when several days pass during which I cannot lift my head to you and say, Hashem, I love you, not just superficially, from my inner soul. The very thought that the quote-unquote loves of this world take the place of my love for you frightens me. I have already known for some time that without you, I have no life. Every other quote-unquote love is temporary and only a tiny particle of my great love for you. Once, when I had just returned in tshuva, my old friend said to me, we will see you back in a year or two or five. Thank God many years have passed and my love for you only grows stronger. Sometimes there are concealments, and I must seek you with all of my might. However, when I stubbornly persist, I find you, and you return to me so powerfully, with such dvekus, such cleaving. I experience such a thirst for you, and I understand that it is precisely for these moments that we live. For these moments you created the world. Master of the world, I want to experience this thirst for you, that no moment pass without remembering you, without feeling the inner burning that exists within me. I need only constantly stoke it. Master of the world, do not allow me to be caught up with worries. Remind me constantly that you are with me, that you know what I go through, that you feel my pain. If I remember these, I will never cease lifting my head and speaking to you, Father, at the apex of sweetness and closeness. Then there will be no concealments or downfalls. There will be only love that is sweeter than honey and most beautiful. Have an awesome, uplifting, and wonderful Shabbos.
You've been listening to the Light of Emunah Parsha podcast based on the teachings of the Or HaEmunah weekly publication by Harav Menachem Azolai. This podcast is produced by Hillel Caps Productions, Lezecher Nishmas Rachel Bas Yosef Zev. Translation and narration by Dov Elias. For more information about the Light of Emunah or to receive a weekly Parsha newsletter, please visit www.tloe.us.